أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا صدق الله العظيم. Insofar as the coming of Hazrat Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam is concerned, we discuss his actual descending onto the surface of the earth, the azan would have been called, and now Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam is there. Imam Mahdi would want to put Isa alayhi salatu wassalam as the imam, but he would refuse to do so, saying that some of you are imams over others. The adhan has been called out and the iqama has been called out for you, so you will perform the salat. Now, just to tie everything up, we spoke about Dajjal at the very beginning of Ramadan, then we spoke about the Mahdi, and then we spoke of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. To correlate all this, the actual sequence according to most of the ulama from the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is this, that the first Hazrat Mahdi will appear, and then when he will take over the leadership of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, several battles will also be fought, there will be victories also. At that time Dajjal will emerge, and it will be him at that time coming to Damascus preparing to meet the Dajjal, and it will be exactly at that time before the meeting of the army of Dajjal, Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam will descend. And now Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam together with Hazrat Mahdi, they will now lead the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam against Dajjal and all the forces of Dajjal. Coming to the ayats of Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after completing the story that we did of two people, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us pride and arrogance is also a factor that may lead us to kufr, so one needs to be very, very wary about that. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give them, that is ummat, the mankind, the example of this material life. What is the example? Kama in anzalnahu minas sama, it is like water that we send down from the skies. When that water comes down fresh onto the earth, fakhtalata bihi nabatul ard, then it mixes with the vegetations of the earth, and of course it becomes lush, the vegetations are lush, and it remains like that for a long while till it is harvested, etc. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ, but what is the end result of it after it has been harvested? Then it becomes straw, as though nothing has ever existed, and then the wind begins to blow it. In other words, that is the actual life of insan on the surface of this earth. We were not here one day and we came. We're coming to this earth and into this world. We will live a life, and thereafter, just like how those straws are blown around, that is the exactly what happens to the life of mankind. It becomes, we are so insignificant, and hence we will be also forgotten, blown away into total forgetfulness. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power over all things. So this is a very, very important reminder for all of us, the shortness of this life, and even greater than that, our total insignificance insofar as this earth is concerned. Before we were born, the sun had risen from the east, it sets in the west, everything had carried on. We came into this world, we could not make a difference to all that, and tomorrow when we leave, everything still carries on in that way. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us a very typical example of our own existence in the vegetation from the ground. The next ayat, Allah ta'ala says, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya, that a wealth and offspring and children are the adornment of the material world. In other words, that children that we have, that wealth that we have, all of it, it has its contributive factors in this material world. Of course, if we make tarbiyat of those children, if we use that wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also be the adornment of our jannat and the hereafter. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making mention of the general sense, that people have children, and of course things have changed in this era of ours, but people used to pride themselves over the number of children they have. Of course, everybody from those days and even now, they pride themselves themselves with the amount of wealth that they possess, but all of it will be this material world's adornment if we just use it as a means of our pride. If we use it for akhirat and for the sake of Allah, then obviously it will be a different matter. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the everlasting righteous deeds that we carry out, that is better in the Rabbik by your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with regards to this everlasting righteous deeds, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum by way of example have given us different examples. Some say it was subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. If we read that, it is everlasting. It will take us, it will through the akhirat and we will find it over there. Some say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But looking at all the different opinions of the Sahaba, it boils down to good deeds and good actions. That good deeds and good actions will be there tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whatever atoms, bit of good that we do, we will find it there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. As far as thawab is concerned, it is better by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. And it will be better an expectation when we reach our hereafter and we reach the akhirat. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn the example, or Allah has drawn the relationship between two. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu encapsulates it very wonderfully. He says that there are two types of crops. One is a cash crop. And a cash crop here Allah speaks about is mal and our offspring of this material world. And one is a crop which is not cash, but we will see the fruits of it later, and that is as far as our amal is concerned and our actions are concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.